Picture 2-year-old Julia, absorbed in her iPad, swiping and tapping with the confidence of a seasoned user. Now watch what happens when someone hands her a deck of physical playing cards for a game of concentration. She taps them, again, and again. When they don't respond, frustration clouds her face. She doesn't understand why these cards won't interact with her. For Julia, objects should intelligently respond to human touch. It's simply how the world works. This seemingly small moment reveals something profound about our collective future. When Apple released the iPad in 2010, it penetrated half of Fortune 100 companies within 90 days. App downloads exploded from 50 billion to 65 billion in under a year. But here's what's remarkable. Everyone was using it. Toddlers and grandparents alike picked up these devices and just knew what to do. Traditional generational boundaries, the lines we've drawn between boomers, Gen X, millennials, suddenly seemed arbitrary. We're witnessing the emergence of something unprecedented, a post-generational world where shared behaviors transcend age. Throughout human history, population distributions formed pyramids, lots of young people at the base, fewer as you climbed toward older ages. Every social institution, from education to retirement to healthcare, was built on this pyramid assumption. That pyramid is collapsing. By 2080, the global population will resemble a skyscraper rather than a pyramid, with each 5-year age band through 64 containing almost exactly 6% of the world's population. Think about what this means. The concept of retirement as we know it becomes obsolete. For most of history, retirement was brief. You worked until you couldn't, then died shortly after. Now, work-life expectancy is increasing slightly faster than life expectancy itself. The old model of learn, earn, retire is giving way to something entirely different, lifelong cycles of learning and working, what some call the third act. A boomer starting a new career at 65 isn't an anomaly. They're exhibiting quintessential Gen Z behavior. You're part of Gen Z if you expect lifelong learning, believe innovation comes from crossing boundaries, challenge conventional wisdom, or think internet access should be universal. Notice something? None of these traits have anything to do with birth year. We now have more mobile devices than people on Earth. Half check email before rising, 60% sleep with devices within reach. We average 5.5 hours daily on internet-connected devices, with some young adults hitting 13-plus hours. This isn't mere addiction. We're developing what researcher Clive Thompson calls our outboard brain, using smartphones as always-available knowledge extensions. This hyper-connectivity fundamentally alters power structures. Children fact-check parents mid-conversation. Students verify professors in real time. Rather than disrespectful, this reflects democratic information where trust is earned, not automatic. Here's a counterintuitive truth. Being late to technology adoption can be advantageous. Slingshotting describes how laggards skip multiple evolution generations, arriving at advanced futures alongside early adopters. Consider technophobic seniors. Pew and Stanford research reveals they avoided going online not from fear, but from lack of perceived value. This changed rapidly. Forrester research shows 60% of U.S. seniors are now online, with 49% using Facebook, making them the fastest-growing social media demographic. Why? Connecting with distant family provides compelling reasons once useful, usable technologies arrived at affordable prices. The Holy Grail marries both qualities, creating novel experiences that invite reluctant users while making technology effortless. Personal tracking devices like Fitbit, combined with social support, produce dramatic results. A Weight Watchers study found 80% of successful weight maintainers had social support versus only 30% of those who regained weight. Technologies evolve toward maximum simplicity, becoming always-on natural extensions that fade into the background. In 1994, Jack Welch paired 500 junior GE employees with senior executives to teach them about the internet. Despite this success, less than 15% of companies have reverse mentoring programs. Carlos Dominguez at Cisco noticed young hires valued impact over money, launching a voluntary program matching millennials with executives that grew from 30 to over 200 pairs within 2 years. Younger employees gained powerful allies, while executives learned about emerging tools and mobile-first initiatives. Reverse mentoring thrives on mutual value exchange. Young mentors teach digital trends and consumer behaviors while receiving career guidance and strategic exposure. Fear prevents wider adoption. Executives worry about being upstaged, younger employees about credibility. Successful programs address these through clear expectations and regular feedback. Beyond understanding hyperconnectivity and reverse mentoring, organizations need ways to visualize how social networks actually form, like the difference between static maps and real-time GPS showing how people actually move. Until the 1800s, influence was highly localized. Then the telegraph, steamship, railroads, and mass media transformed influence into a purchasable commodity. William Randolph Hearst exemplifies this model. At his peak, he reached 1 in 4 Americans through his media empire. Marketing evolved to incorporate scientific methods, with companies now building persuasion profiles and collecting massive consumer data. Retail Next gathers 8 trillion data points annually. POEM, paid, owned, and earned media, represents the evolution of influence. Paid media includes TV commercials and print ads. Owned media creates company-branded experiences through websites and social media. But earned media, the online equivalent of word-of-mouth marketing, represents the pinnacle of influence for Gen Z. When you tap into earned media's power, your dependence on paid or owned media dramatically decreases. Free the Children exemplifies this shift, a global organization with 2.3 million youth members that has built 650 schools and provided clean water to 1 million people without spending on marketing. Founded by 12-year-old Craig Kielberger in 1995, it demonstrates how Gen Z values community as their primary identity source. Education defines Gen Z's generational identity, dissolving geographic and cultural barriers. MOOCs revolutionized learning when Stanford professors offered free online classes in 2011, attracting 160,000 registrants. By 2014, over 10 million students enrolled in 1,200-plus courses from 200 universities. This shift transforms education from just-in-case learning, brief education, lifelong application, to just-in-time delivery, lifelong learning with constant reapplication. Salman Khan's Khan Academy exemplifies this approach, emphasizing mastery through experimentation rather than penalizing mistakes. Gen Z's learning style mirrors their gaming habits. Modern games teach collaboration through massive online communities and real-time learning through observation. Google's G2G, Googler-to-Googler, program demonstrates this peer-to-peer model at scale, with 55% of courses taught by employees outside HR. As Elon Musk observes, any product that needs a manual to work is broken, a philosophy Gen Z applies to both learning and work. Forward-thinking organizations like Hyatt Hotels Corporation have rejected generational stereotyping in favor of design thinking approaches, embracing empathetic listening to understand individuals beyond their labels. This helped Hyatt double its market cap while winning the Gallup Great Workplace Award 3 consecutive years. Organizations must replace outdated annual performance reviews with real-time feedback systems. Placing anyone in a feedback deprivation chamber discussing 9-month-old activities makes them feel something is fundamentally broken. The 6 forces are blurring generational lines so dramatically that differentiating between generations will soon become impossible. Companies must create environments where continuous learning embeds in daily work, where reverse mentoring flourishes naturally, and where earned media replaces the desperate scramble for paid attention. This isn't about accommodating a new generation. It's about recognizing that the very concept of generations, as we've known them, is dissolving before our eyes. Your birth year no longer defines your capabilities. Hyperconnectivity creates an indomitable global force while preserving individuality. like Buckminster Fuller's Trim Tab, a small rudder that changes a ship's direction with minimal effort, individuals can create massive change. The Gen Z effect marks when humanity finally connects every person to one global community. Organizations clinging to generational stereotypes will become irrelevant, unable to attract talent or connect with customers who refuse arbitrary categories. Those embracing this post-generational reality, recognizing a 65-year-old entrepreneur and 25-year-old founder might share more traits than either shares with their supposed peers, will thrive. The future belongs to those willing to continuously learn, adapt, and connect across once insurmountable boundaries.